Tonight's shiur is Mekuf Samach Zayin, Siv Aleph. Mekuf Samach Zayin, Mekom Uzman HaBetziah MiYabetziah. The time and place to cut open the bread, and who's the one who cuts open the bread? Siv Aleph. Botzeah Bapas Bamokom Shenefa Hetev. You should cut open the loaf of bread at the spot where it's well baked. The Ramah adds, a pasta done our bread, you should sober it Sad HaPas. You should open it on the side. The yachtuch ma'at mitzad elyon tacht, on cutting a little of the top and the bottom. The difference in the ovens, their ovens, the bread, the dough was put on the walls of the oven. Our bread is on the floor of the oven. So the Ramah says there might be a difference in where to cut depending on how it's baked. The Chava continues, v'yachtuch prusas habetziah. So you should cut into the spot where you intend to break it open. So you should make a little incision. If you pick up the piece, the whole loaf comes with it. If not, it's already cut in half. So it's all connected. You make the bracha. After the bracha is finished, you break them apart. The goal is that the bracha was said and finished on a whole loaf. Now don't divide it into small pieces that looks like you're being miserly. At the same time, don't give a piece bigger than a kebaya. It looks like he is famished and he needs to eat a lot, the gluttonous. The Ramah adds, now on Shabbos, you really shouldn't make this incision into the loaf before the bracha. You want to have lecha mishnah, the loaf should be whole. But if you forgot and did make a mark or cut into the bread, the same way we do on a weekday, that won't harm, because lamaisa, you could pick it up and the whole thing comes together, so it's still attached. When we say that you should not break off pieces more than a kebeya, it would appear that's on a weekday. But if it's Shabbos, or with many other people, and everyone has to get a kazayis, you could break off whatever you need. Then we'll discuss more in Siman Reish Ayin Dal, the etiquette of the Suda. Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph. Botzeah, the pas, and Malkam Chulu. The Mechaber begins that you should cut open the bread where it's baked the best. Hainu. After he washed his hands to eat, he wants to say, to give cover to the bracha, he's going to cut it open where it's baked the best. Where it's crusty. Not on the soft inside. Sifkan beis or pasti on our bread, you cut from the side. The Vilna Gaon in his commentary didn't like this language of our bread. It's no different than their ovens. When they would put the dough on the side of the oven. The same halacha. On the side of the loaf. The Gemara is al chad gear. So the Gemara has one version. That you should cut open the bread from the point where it begins to bake and get crusty. The Yeshmi poskim shesvirlu, other poskim hold, tutsada elyon meapas, it's the top of the bread, shunegad avertana, which is in the air space of the oven chamber. The Yesh, others say, shetsada tachmus pashtachil, that the bottom of the bread is what bakes first. Shemunachal karkis atana, since it rests on the floor of the oven. Lechen sar chachtoch mitzad, so the eitz is to cut from the side. Me elyon vatachton, and you get from the top and the bottom. Some say that you should cut by the part that is opposite that which comes out or rose the most. Because opposite where it rises the most is where it began to grow and bake. And then it kept growing from the other side. So start from the opposite side. Now, if you have a half a loaf, So you can cut open from the point where it's already opened. You don't have to cut that specifically from the spot that has not yet been cut. But again, you should cut from the top and bottom together. If some of the loaf is burnt or charred on the outside of the crust, or maybe some of it got dirty, you don't cut that spot when you're saying the bracha hamotzi. The vitzorich is not something new, it's explaining v'yachtoch. So this is what it means. The halacha, you should make the bracha, and then you should slice open the loaf. So the bracha is on a whole loaf. Shudech cover the bracha, that is cut for the bracha. But in order to prevent any delay between the bracha and the eating, which it would appear like an interruption, the best thing to do is first cut into the loaf before the bracha, it'll be a very small cut, as we'll say, then he says the bracha, then you finish separating at the point of the incision. So you don't have to look for where to cut. You already did that before the bracha. You cut very little. Even if you had half a loaf, you're not going to cut before the bracha. You want it to look bigger. So you're not going to cut into, you don't say, well, listen, since it's a half a loaf, so what's the difference to make if I cut it before the bracha? We say, no, make the bracha on the half a loaf. It's still more covered for half a loaf than a piece of half a loaf. In other words, just leave the half a loaf intact. Sifkat and vav. Shem lochein v'chulu. Now make sure that when you pick up the piece, the rest of it goes with. Because if not, it's already broken. Well, it's lemme to say. Shem yachto kol kach b'hakikra. If you cut so deep into the loaf, akadei shir shem yochas apusa lo yal hakikra imo, that it's so much when you pick up one end, the rest doesn't come with. V'yishol lechatzon, it just breaks in half. Nachshav kiparos, so move the mekikra, then it's already considered broken off just by the fact he made that incision. Even though if you hold on to the loaf, you could pull the rest with it. That's not called shalom. Shalom means you can pick it up and it doesn't break off. Sifkan zayin, you should leave it attached together when you make the bracha. It's going back on the beginning. You cut a little bit into it and leave it together, and then you make the bracha, and then you break it apart. When you slice up the loaf, don't give small pieces. Because means less than kazais. Also, don't give too big. More than kabeya. That means you're going to slice it to eat right away. This doesn't mean when I cut the loaf in half and then I cut the half into smaller pieces. The problem of cutting the kabeya, bigger kabeya, is if that's what I'm handing out. But if I cut a big chunk off and then I further cut that into smaller pieces, that's fine. The bezelo michsi kirav sinusa, that doesn't appear like gluttony. This is clarified at the end of the simon in the tas. Sifkan Yud, Ramah adds on Shabbos, don't make any cut into the loaf. For who are Yontif, the same as Twin Yontif. Rav Neshet Tzerech Levarach Alechem Mishnah, because you want Lechem Mishnah. Cheshin and Shema Teshavah Kula Kodin HaBracha, we're afraid the whole thing will break off before the Bracha. Or Kapanim Shem Yachto Kol Kach Bomek, or maybe cut so deep. Shekesh Yorch has a Prus L'Yal HaKikamo, that when you hold on to the piece, the rest doesn't come. Vavi Kaparos Agam, it's as if it's broken off. Vavan Lechem Mishnah Bin, on Shabbos and Yontif, you need Lechem Mishnah. So the best thing is not to make any incision at all. That's true. By the fact you didn't make an incision, there will be a delay between the bracha and eating. It's not such a hefsek. It is to find the right spot. On a weekday, when we machmir, do the best way possible since you have that option. But on a Shabbos, you don't have that option. If you did it, it really doesn't make a difference. So let me to say, it doesn't lose the status of the Lecha Mishnah by a small scratch on the surface. If you hold on to the edge and the whole thing goes, it is a shalim. Sefkan Yubez Al Bashabis Vachulu. On Shabbos, you can give a big piece. Perish to Bashabis on Mirsi Kravsanus. On Shabbos, doesn't look like you're a glutton. To Mishum Chibav through the Shabbos, or Ois Lahaus Vachulu, because the Shabbos meal is dear, you want to give more challah to eat, to marbin the Suda. Sefkan Yubez Osha Oichel Vachulu. Or if he's eating with a lot of people. What's the limit to say? Afila Bechol, even on the weekday. Sefkan Yudal Minha Prusa. So you need a gift from that piece to a lot of people. The Ikra mitzvah, lechatchila, when you're being mitzvah others with the bracha, they should each get a piece from the one that he cuts from. Not from the remaining bread. This is something to be careful with in a big meal. If one is making the bracha for everyone, that your hamotzi is such a big piece that you can then give from that to everyone else. Each one should get a kazayas, because you don't want to look like you're miserly. Like we said at the end of the sif. There's a kazayas or a little bit less. Some say owed further. Even without this issue of not appearing to be miserly, it's a good idea to give people kazayas, because chatchila, when you say hamotzi, you should eat kazayas right away, uninterrupted. When you say hamotzi, the first thing you should do is eat a kazayas. Mainly, you want to make sure everyone gets a piece from you the size of kazayas after the hamotzi bracha.